Hi, this is Karen.
Hi, Karen. This is Ella James from Penguin Book Writers. How are you doing today?
Oh, good. Thanks for calling.
No problem. I was just hoping to speak to you regarding your project. I just wanted to take an update. Everything is going fine so far?
It is, as far as I'm concerned.
Mm-hmm.
I have no problems with it. I've just been reviewing what they've done. I've only seen one thing that I needed deleted.
I'm sorry, I couldn't get it. What do you want to get deleted?
I said there was only one revision that I've made the whole time. It was a paragraph that I wanted deleted in chapter five.
Sure.
But,
did you?
Nothing's problem. Is there a problem on your end?
No, everything was great. Just wanted to take an update with you so that we can talk over the phone call as well. And there's a lot of clarity that you get over the phone call, so other than text, you know. So it's just something that I make sure to call my clients and make sure everything is fine on their end. And if there are any revisions or anything that needs to be highlighted, and sometimes, you know, it gets missed over the messages. So that's why I just was hoping to speak to you regarding this.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I did have, it was concerning Chapter 5. I think Ella had sent it.
Is it Ella? Hello?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hi, yeah. Chapter 5 was sent. I reviewed it. I sent it back. And then somebody else, it was the gentleman that first spoke to me when I was signing up with Penguin Writing.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was like, well, I'm attaching Chapter 5. Please let me know about revisions. And I thought, why is that, you know? He was out of nowhere. So then I got back to him. But then I looked at what he sent to me to revise, and I said, well, I've already gotten back to her and said that I had a paragraph that needed to be deleted.
Mm-hmm.
And then I didn't hear back from him. I heard back from Ella. Right?
Okay. Yeah, that was the reason.
And this is Samantha. I'm speaking with Samantha now.
No, this is Ella.
Okay. Ella is confusing me because when it comes in, it's under the same phone number that Samantha used.
Yeah, but this is basically the landline that we use, so that is why you must be a little confused. And Steve must have emailed you because I wasn't really feeling well, so I couldn't come to the office, and there was this delivery.
Okay, well, that's fine.
Okay, so yes, so all of this, don't worry, I have updated your revision, and I will get back to you by the end of this week. And anytime this week, I will be delivering you the draft, which will be the revised draft, and you can review it and let me know your feedback on it, okay?
Okay. Now, really curious, since you've been reading it, do you see that, I don't know if this is something you're qualified or feel like you'd want to discuss with me, do you feel as what you read up to this point, or maybe you read through the whole thing and now you're going back and editing it, do you think this is a marketable project?
I'm sorry?
Do you think this book is marketable?
Absolutely. Why not? It is. And this is something that we encourage our customers to get their book marketed so that they get a lot of, it basically attracts a lot of readers all around the world, because the marketing plan that we have is really it reaches out to a lot of people, and we do it worldwide. And there are like multiple platforms on which you can update your book, which attracts the kind of readers about according to the type of your book. So,
okay.
And
Ella, can I ask you another question? Are you calling
sure.
from California? Are you on the West Coast, or are you in another
New York.
Country? You're in New York?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. Okay. Another time when I was trying to catch up with someone, I had to call like on the West Coast, so it would have been standard time on the West Coast. Is that where your office is?
It's in New York, and if you want, I can share the details with you. But it's based in New York, and I'm not sure.
It must have been Samantha.
Yes,
it was Samantha, because she said it. you'd have to allow a 4-hour time difference. So I was like, okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So, okay, Ella, good. You're in New York. Sorry you had to call me so late.
No, that's all right. I hope I wasn't disturbing you.
There's a lot of companies that mm-hmm. I just wanted the book edited, and then I'd go from there.
Absolutely.
When it's all done, so it will be delivered like on a CD.
It will be posted. As we are discussing these projects over the portal, I will be delivering the drafts with you. However, when we are completed with the book will be published on the platforms that are included in your package. And from there, the book will get published and it will reach out to a lot of readers.
Okay, but how does it get delivered to me? Is it on a I was gonna after it got edited,
mm-hmm.
I wanted to go ahead and just have it just put it on Amazon or something like that.
Yeah, absolutely. It will be published over there, and I will be sharing the preview links with you, which is basically one of the links that we share with clients before the book gets published so that the client can review the book entirely, and that's the last step before it gets published. And in the meantime, when I'll be sharing the preview links with you, you can review the book and let me know if there are any final changes that are required, and according to that, we will move ahead with the publishing of your book.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, again, when you say publishing, is it either? It comes to me in what form? Does it get printed on hardback, softback, soft cover, or is it given to me on a CD?
No, it is a paperback or a hardcover, one of those, and it will be emailed to you. Basically, it's an online version that we're getting published, right? So it's an online version. You will be getting a PDF or a PDF and the Word file.
Okay, PDF. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. Okay, so, that's what I'm asking.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's
I just want to know what I'm going to do. I'm not asking. Okay, and when you say now I already had it. Copyrighted, so that was my, you know, final, but that was my final draft. So they say you can add so many other versions, so I'll just send in the final version when it's all done under that same copyright.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the way it goes?
We will be providing you the final files. You don't have to worry about it.
Well, it would have to go to copywriting again, right?
Mm-hmm.
With the final version?
Yes.
Yeah, and it gets
sent in.
That would
be required.
Mm-hmm. And then there's something, a number that
ISBN.
Has some kind of
mm-hmm.
ISBN. Yes. And how did I go about getting that?
Okay, so do you have one?
No.
No, okay. So we can get it done for you, and I can discuss it with my senior strategist over here, and I will ask them about it as we are near to completion of your book. So we can discuss this with the senior strategist, and I'll ask them and let you know the price regarding it. It's basically an international standard book number that is required
okay.
when you're publishing your book. Along with that, we
okay.
also make a bundle for barcode and the copyrights. So basically, it's a whole bundle, and it is dedicated to your one book. And it basically gives the standard international number, and along with that, you will have the 100% ownership over your book.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All righty. And are you running into any issues with my book that you can see that?
Not so far. I just wanted to get your feedback over the book.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. I just didn't know if something had come up. You wanted to. All right. Well, thank you for calling, Ella. I appreciate that. And I'm sorry. I had this number under Samantha. So when you
mm-hmm.
called, I thought, okay.
No problem. You can have my personal number. And if you face any difficulty or any question that you may have, you can give me a call and we can discuss it further.
Okay. And what's that?
It is 408 457
Okay.
8558
All righty. Okay. I appreciate your help. And, yeah, I just guess we just keep plugging along. And then, I don't know what I don't know. I've never done a book before. The story came to me in a dream. So I wrote it afterwards. So that's why it sounds, I don't know if as you're reading it, it seems almost like fairy tale-ish.
No, not at all.
You know what I mean?
It's an amazing book, and I'm sure that it will get a lot of readers. Don't worry.
Well, I don't know. So it took me forever to even want to publish it, so or get anything done with it, because I thought, well, I don't know. I just sat on it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But so I appreciate your help with this matter, and yeah, thanks for calling. I hope you're having a good night.
You too, no problem at all. And I will be sharing with you the packages for the ISBN and the barcode. And you can look into it and let me know what should we do further, okay?
Okay. Thank you, Ella. Have a good night.
You too. Take care.
Bye-bye.